Blackstone Audio presents The Silent Land, a novel by Graham Joyce, read by John Lee. To Suzanne, Rescuer. Chapter 1. It was snowing again, gentle six-pointed flakes from a picture book settling on her jacket sleeve. The mountain air prickled with ice and the savour of pine resin. Zoe pulled the air into her lungs, feeling the cracking cold of it before letting go. And when the mountain peak seemed to nod and sigh back at her, she almost thought she could die in that place, and happily. If there are few moments in life that come as clear and as pure as ice, when the mountain breathed back at her, Zoe knew she had trapped one such moment, and it could never be taken away. Everywhere was snow and silence. Snow and silence. The complete arrest of life, a rehearsal for and a pre-echo of death. But her breath was warm, and it said no to any premature thought of death. She pointed her skis down the hill. The tips of her skis looked like weird talons of brilliant red and gold in the powder snow as she waited, ready to swoop. I am alive. I am an eagle. Nearly 2 miles below lay the dark outline of Saint Bernard en Hautes, their Pyrenean resort village. Across to the west, the irregular humps and horns of the mountain range. The sun was up now. In a few minutes there would be more skiers to break the eerie morning spell. But right now they had the powder and the morning entirely to themselves. There was a whisper behind her. It was the effortless track of Jake's skis as he came over the ridge and caught up with her. He cruised to an elegant stop beside her. In contrast to her fashionable ski suit of lilac and white, he wore black,